A lot of elderly and disabled hire someone to help out with housework or attend to ordinary medical needs. These people are not nurses. West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman says they're more like companions.
It's not that demanding. It's the type of job where you can get paid to sleep some of the time. It's the type of job where a lot of times, because you are just a companion, you may just be sitting there watching TV or that sort of thing. There are times where work is required, but there's a lot of time where work isn't required.
A Milwaukee home care worker for New Health Services says she works hard. Alicia Treadwell says she should not be denied overtime when she has to take her elderly client to the hospital late at night.
I am his companion, but I'm his caregiver. I cook, I feed, I move various waste that's not real pleasant. I meet his emotional, physical, and mental needs when there is no one there for him.
Treadwell was at a hearing where the Assembly Committee on Aging and Long-Term Care passed a bill authored by Green Bay Representative Carl Van Roy. He says workers should not get overtime for helping the elderly and disabled because agencies which hire them can't afford it, and neither can their customers.
If they get forced to pay 40 hours plus an overtime situation, they'll get forced right out of their homes. They'll be in an institution.
But the state agency which regulates wages for home care workers opposes the bill. Nicabel Diaz-Martinez directs the Equal Rights Division of the Department of Workforce Development.
Essentially, the proposed language of this bill takes another female-dominated occupation and downgrades the pay status of that occupation just when the demand is substantially increasing in the state of Wisconsin.
The bill's author says it will be amended to address critics' concerns. Home care workers would at least get minimum wage. Federal law says they don't have to, regardless of whether the worker gets room and board. And a provision making home care workers give up some pay they already earned will be scrapped. Originally, the bill applied retroactively, meaning anyone who got overtime would have to relinquish some pay. In addition, the overtime ban would not apply to collective bargaining agreements. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.